presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome back to a time when rock and roll meant the Beatles, garage bands, and Motown. And a 5,000-watt AM station in Dearborn, Michigan, transformed Detroit radio. Welcome back to the Keener13.com podcast.
Motor City Music.
Well, there we go. A bit of a new intro, and we're on our way with a March 19th edition of the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman from Keener13.com, and on this week's show, we celebrate our ASCAP and BMI licenses by unmasking our Michigan mystery band. We'll talk with a guy who runs 13 different internet radio stations from his studios in Ann Arbor, and we'll play our version of Name That Keener Tune. All that's ahead after we take it back to this week in 1965.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
Martha and the Vandellas with their fourth Keener Top 5 smash from this week in 1965. It's a Holland Dozier Holland tune that was covered 2 years later by the Isley Brothers. And let's hear a little taste of that one.
Nowhere to run.
Isley Brothers with a version of the Vandellas hit Nowhere to Run that you just might hear Brian Ibbett play over at Coverville.com.
513 WKNR nonstop music.
And we're playing lots of it today because we've received our podcast copyright licenses from our friends at BMI and ASCAP. Still waiting to see how the RIAA will treat this new medium. But in the meantime, let's enjoy the ride.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and butts and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
Thanks to Terry Daniels, who wrote to us from Clearwater, Florida, with that request for Steppenwolf.
Solid music!
And you can send us your Keener podcast requests, too. Click the contact link at www.keener13.com, and we'll find your favorite Keener rarity, like this one.
He rises every morning, but he don't look at the sun. He reaches in the corner where he keeps his loaded gun. Then he checks the firing action as he straps it to his chest. Plants an ambush for the mailman, even though it's all in jest. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's found uptown and underground. Unlike my friend Flicker, you know he's not a myth. He's persecution, persecution, persecution. You'll see him looking on. He'd soon join in to help, but he thinks it's all in fun. 'Cause he isn't colorblind, not to mention no one's fool. He knows how things should be, but he ain't out to change no rules. His eyes can't see like you and me. His voice can't speak but only shriek. His brain is like jelly. His muscles, they are stiff. He's persecution, persecution, persecution. No more without him walking by. You can't go to sleep at night without hearing him cry. You can't read a newspaper without reading about him. You can't escape him in the crowd, for he will be among. When you finish with your ideals and you finish with your dreams, when you finished your crusading and no longer hear the screams, when you're finished trying to picture a world with people free, when you finish looking up and the down is all you see, then make your goal the first foxhole and hide your head beneath your beard.
Bob Seger and The Last Herd finished their 1967 Keener chart run in March with Persecution Smith. And speaking of Bob Seger, much of his early work was recorded for the Cameo Parkway label and has never been released on CD until now. Abco Records has announced that it will release a 4-CD box set of Cameo Parkway classics this May. In its day, Cameo was the premier independent label in America, and it made international stars of Bobby Rydell, Chubby Checker, and Dee Dee Sharp, and was the first label to give voices to Patti LaBelle, the GTOs, and Len Barry. And then there were the cult classics from The Orlans, Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, Terry Knight and the Pack, and of course, Bob Seger. You'll find a treasure trove of Cameo Parkway tunes in this 4-CD box set entitled Cameo Parkway 1957 to 1967. Get a sneak preview of the box at oldies.com.
More Motor City Music, WKNR.
And here's one of the tunes you'll hear on that box set from the late Terry Knight.
You know, everybody, no matter who they are, and no matter how different they might be, always runs across the same problem at least once. And that's the problem of love. And maybe just once in your life, you're gonna fall in love with somebody so bad, and it's gonna be somebody that don't need you at all. Somebody that's got everything in the world there is to have, and you got nothing.
I who have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you and love you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but love. I love you.
And then you guys, you're gonna have to tell her something too. So you walk up to that girl and you say,
He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, hear what I say.
Terry Knight and the Pack with I Who Have Nothing. We talked with author Andrew Reeve about Terry Knight on the November 11th Keener 13 podcast. That's our most popular program ever, with over 40,000 downloads to date. You can peruse the entire Keener podcast archive anytime at www.keener13.com. And now we're up to the unmasking of this week's Michigan Mystery Band. Their picture is on the Keener13.com site with Keener DJ Robin Seymour when they guested on his Swingin' Time program. They hailed from Ann Arbor and are one of the most underrated groups to break out of the Motor City. They are sometimes mistakenly thought of as a band that covered a tune that became a national hit and a star maker for another Detroit artist. And their soul-laced British Invasion sound was way ahead of its time. Here's our Keener Double Shot featuring Aretha Franklin and The Rationals. Our Keener Double Shot featuring Aretha Franklin and our Michigan mystery band, Scott Morgan and the Rationals. The group charted twice on Keener with Respect in 1966 and again in 1968 with I Need You. You can find out what Scott Morgan is up to these days by visiting his website, scottmorganmusic.com. Podcast Fix. James Griffin is an artistic renaissance man. A dancer, musician, producer, and now broadcaster, Griff views the world from the silver tower of the former Hutzel Building at the corner of Main and Liberty in Ann Arbor, Michigan. In the very confines where radio station WPAG broadcast for nearly four decades, he's the founder of Ann Arbor Alive, a nonprofit organization that celebrates the diverse culture of the town that's home to the University of Michigan. Griff caught our attention when he launched something called A3 Radio, a plethora of streaming audio formats that encourage artistic expression with a uniquely Ann Arbor flavor. As one who found his way into radio at WPAG in the early 70s, I wondered what remained of the cavernous studios that were originally designed not just for radio, but also for television.
Quite a bit remains, actually. The hardware is missing, but pretty much we've tried to keep everything else as we found it.
And how long have you been there?
Next Monday, it'll be 14 years.
14 years?
Yeah.
How did A3 Radio come to be?
Just kind of a sequence of events leading, you know, from getting the studio, worked on creating music, making music happen around Ann Arbor. And when I started, there was like three live music venues outside of the one student venue. And now, and a few years later, like 7 years later, there was like 30 or 40. Combination of work I did, other people making music happen, and the coffee shop grew and then started having music. So after that happened, we said, well, now music's happening around town. Now we need to promote it because nobody knows music is happening. You can't even hardly buy Ann Arbor music in the city limits, much less buy it outside of the city limits. So the next step was to promote Ann Arbor music, which very quickly led to just generally promoting Ann Arbor. And that led to Ann Arbor Live, which is our nonprofit to promote Ann Arbor over the web. And a big piece of that, and the easy piece, was a natural piece for the local music scene was the radio. Internet streaming radio was just getting off the ground, and we realized we were in a pretty good position to be there when it came up. So we took a lot of the attention from the nonprofit and put it on the radio part. And just as of 2 months ago, they split, and now we have Ann Arbor Live, which is the nonprofit promoting Ann Arbor, and A3 Radio, which is the Ann Arbor local for-profit radio station.
How many formats do you
have? Right now we have 13, although someone approached us today about number 14. We're hopefully going to be doing working with a nonprofit in town called Assertive Media, who do spoken word for primarily for blind and people with vision difficulty. So we're going to turn that into hopefully a streaming station with them, and that will be our 14th channel, spoken word.
And how big of a staff do you have that runs all of this?
We have no full-time people at this point. We have no paid people. So everybody's working to make it happen for the love and, you know, the combination of love, the radio, want to see radio get better, want to be on the radio, want to make radio happen, and the people who love Ann Arbor and love what we're doing and want to be a part of that. We have probably about 30 to 35 people, varying from an hour every couple weeks to 20 hours a week, 25 hours a week.
And talk a little bit about the technology involved in distributing these 13 formats.
For us, the technology is pretty straightforward, although I guess it depends on how you look at it. We're entirely internet-based, the technology. We purchased software meant for this purpose, doing multi-channel radio, internet radio stations. And we bought it from the people who have done the Smithsonian's World Recording Collections and a few others. And what it is a couple servers sitting at a computing facility that have a very large library of digitized music on it. And we can access those servers from any internet location in the world. And what the software does is allow us to organize into channels and shows within channels and allows people to go live. We can go live from any internet connection in the world. So the technology from our side is a couple servers running specialized software that we have access to through the web. And the technology from the listener's side is pretty simple. It's the standard player like Windows Media or Winamp or iTunes, any MP3 player, any Windows Media player, any real media player. You go to our site, you click in it, starts playing.
Who decides what's played on which channel?
Those decisions are made by the channel manager. There's a person who has responsibility for the channel.
And so that's part of your volunteer workforce?
That's correct.
And if someone wants to create a program for Ann Arbor Alive, how do they go about doing that?
They can send us email from the website or otherwise. You can send to DJ at a3radio.com and or go to the site, a3radio.com, and there's links there for how to listen, how to get involved, and hopefully we've got it set up so that people can follow through to how to be a DJ. Fill out a form and get a little bit of training. It doesn't take much training, but many people can do it online. Many people come in, and then they get an account and put some music up and start DJing.
You're also carrying John Sinclair's program?
Right, correct.
And how do you get that?
Currently, he does that by sending us the show as a file. We've actually broadcast live from England. John is broadcast from Amsterdam, actually. But we could do it live if he wanted, but he's currently recording his shows and then sending them to us.
So what's involved in broadcasting live?
Pretty simple. It's a Windows machine, moderately new. Doesn't even have to be that new, but a Windows machine with Winamp, the most commonly downloaded music program in the world, and a Winamp add-in, plug-in, and that's it. We give you the information to fill in and the passwords, and you just put together the music on your computer or in your room on your mixer, whatever it is. You do have to get it into the computer and hook it up through Winamp, and after that, and that's it.
How do you handle the copyright issues?
Pretty standard. Any internet radio, you do the BMI, ASCAP, ASESIC, RIAA stuff. You know, you do your reports, send them in, and they get paid.
What's the long-term vision for A3 Radio?
Long-term is a community-based radio station. We're strongly considering using the Green Bay Packer approach to ownership, which is in order to be an owner, or part owner, I guess, stock owner of the Green Bay Packers, you have to live in Green Bay. And then that would create a community-based commercial radio station. And the idea is that we would collect content from Southeast Michigan area, you know, Ann Arbor being the center, but certainly surrounding communities are welcome to add content, and then to market that and place that concept of the culture of a city being on the radio station, being our station is the culture of Ann Arbor.
Well, it's a great time to be alive if you're a technologist or an artist, because there's so many ways to disseminate your content.
Power to the people. That's what I say the internet is. Power to the people. You know, you and I, well, we, not only can we be, but we are DJs to the world. You know, I can find out more information now in 5 minutes that when I was 30 years old, it would take me weeks if I could find it at all. You know, I'm calling the 1900s the age of communication. You know, radio, television, internet all happened roughly in that 100 years. And now I think it's finally reaching out and really giving the power to the people to express themselves and get their stuff out there and to listen to so much more and have so much more accessible. I have a funny thing that happens when I talk about this to people around Ann Arbor. They all say the same. The first word out of their mouth is, the first sentence is almost always exactly the same after I describe what their options will be in 3 years in terms of listening to radio and seeing TV over the internet. Wow, that's scary. Yeah, what do you do? I don't know what. And then they say, I don't know what I would do. You know, how can I listen to all that? I'm like, oh man, just think your life would be better. You'll have what you want. You'll be able to get what you want. You don't have to listen at all. But think of your options. I'm like, it's awesome.
That's James Griff Griffin, the mystical force behind A3 Radio. Learn more about the project by visiting AnnArborAlive.com.
WKNR, Motor City Memory.
Here here's a guy who had much more success as a writer than as a performer. But his one WKNR Top 10 smash from the summer of 69 is a true classic about a girl, a gator, and a weed.
Now some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody call it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, they lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Mean vicious woman. Now, every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Mess of it. Good God. Got to have me.
He wrote top 10 hits for Elvis, Brooke Benton, and Hank Williams Jr. But Poke Salad Annie was Tony Joe White's one and only ride in the WKNR Music Guide in July of 1969.
Hey, what's that gum you're chewing?
Dentine.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at the candy store. Dentine. I'm going out tonight and want to be sure. Dentine. When I'm holding my baby tight. Dentine. Everything is gonna be alright.
Well, what does dentine do?
It helps keep my breath fresh and my teeth clean.
How?
I don't know, but it does and it tastes good too. So if you're going out tonight and you want to hold your baby tight, be sure your teeth and breath are fresh and clean. Go to your candy store and get Dentine.
Go to your candy store and get Dentine. Helps keep breath fresh, keep teeth clean.
And that's this week's Keener13.com podcast. Visit KeenerPodcast.com for a complete link list from this week's show and for a complete archive of every Keener podcast. special thanks to Griff at Ann Arbor Alive for being this week's guest. You can find everything Keener right now on the web at www.keener13.com. Grab the XML file off of the site and plug it into your favorite podcast aggregator, and you'll never miss a show. Thanks to Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions for allowing us to use the original Pam's Keener jingles. We leave you with this one from the band that inspired a group of guys in Chicago to add some horns to their guitars, David Clayton Thomas and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.
Not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own will. That's got his own. And the strong seem to get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. And when you got money, you got lots of friends, the crowd in round your door. When the money's gone and all your spending ends, they won't be round anymore. No, no, no. And rich relations may give you crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Wait a minute, children, when the money's gone and all
relations may give you a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child who can stand up and say, I got my own. Got to have his own bell.
The preceding. Was a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or in part.
Kinger! 13.com